The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Thursday, February 10, 2022. The feeling of thousands of people who asked President Joe Biden to lift the United States blockade on Cuba is that instead of walls, what is needed today is to build bridges of love. The claim was made through social networks during a successful worldwide tweet on Wednesday. Activist Carlos Lasso, coordinator of the initiative, informed Prensa Latina. The messages from people in the United States, Cuba, and other parts of the world went directly to Biden's Twitter account with the exhortation to eliminate the coercive measures that cause suffering to the Cuban family, he explained. At the same time, Lasso thanked all the people of goodwill who together demand the end of the blockade and called for the battle to continue to end the economic, commercial, and financial siege imposed on the island for more than six decades. The Cuban Ministry of Public Health confirmed this Thursday 951 new positive cases of the SARS-CoV-2 coronavirus, which causes COVID-19, and recorded four deaths associated with the disease. The admitted patients decreased by 868 to a total of 15,393, while 1,545 discharges were granted, for a total of 1,043,768 recovered patients, the Ministry of Public Health specified. According to data released by the said ministry, the lethality on the island is 0.80%, lower than the average recorded in the world of 1.44 and 1.8 in the Americas. The 26th Intergovernmental Council of Juvenile IBER Orchestras program is meeting as of February 9 to 11 in this capital, focused on the artistic and human development of children and young people through music education. In Cuba, the council will be attended by Masters Enrique Vargas, coordinator of the Ibero-American Cultural Space of the Ibero-American General Secretariat, Ariel Britos, president of the program, and representatives from Mexico, Spain, Uruguay, Costa Rica, Argentina, Ecuador, Panama, Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala, as well as member countries of Ibero orchestras. As part of the Ibero-American Cooperation Initiative, the program involves visits to different cultural and artistic education institutions, including the National Council of Houses of Culture, the headquarters of the National Choir of Cuba, the National School of Music, and the University of Arts. And in the international agenda, we have that the beginning today of the oral trial for the file called Coup d'Etat 2 places the former de facto ruler of Bolivia, Jeanine Áñez, before the reality of being sentenced to 12 years in prison. In addition to Áñez, the Coup d'Etat 2 file includes other defendants, such as the former commander of the armed forces, the former chief of staff, the army chief, Gonzalo Terceros, the former head of the Air Force, and the head of the Navy and former police commander, Yuri Calderon. The oral hearing is scheduled for this Thursday, and where the former de facto ruler must appear, who, in a desperate attempt, declared a hunger strike while her defense, Alain de Canedo, presented a series of observations to the file and demanded a postponement of the process. Meanwhile, New York, Massachusetts, and Rhode Island on Wednesday became the last U.S. territories to announce they will lift their statewide mask requirements due to pressure from locals already tired up by the COVID-19 pandemic. Those states joined California and other ones in changing their local health mandates as the wave of the new Omicron variant backs down. Local health measures put some pressure on the Joe Biden administration and particularly on the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in order to offer new guidance on face coverings. The New York Times reported the behind-the-scenes effort is colliding with the public reality that governors of Democratic-ruled states have gotten ahead of U.S. president by suddenly eliminating their mask mandates. The White House urged the state authorities to follow the data and guidelines of scientific communities since this could not be a decision driven by political interests. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.